Mr. Chairman, fellow delegates, my awesome Women for Charlie sisters, and my fabulous Shrewsbury and Westboro people. Hello, Westboro up there. Hello, Shrewsbury. Welcome to Worcester. 4 years ago, this convention sent a strong message to the status quo one-party rule on Beacon Hill when it nominated Charlie Baker to be the next governor of our Commonwealth. Governor Baker has challenged those entrenched interests, and he has made government more fiscally responsible and accountable to taxpayers. He closed over a $1 billion shortfall that was left for him as a welcoming gift his first months in office, and he's held the line against tax increases on families and small businesses, and the governor has cut taxes for 400,000 working families in the Commonwealth. Governor Baker has reduced the size of the state bureaucracy, and he took the novel approach of addressing the challenges in state government head-on. From the health connector to DCF to the MBTA, Governor Baker believes that the taxpayers of the Commonwealth deserve an efficient and effective state government that works, and he is making that happen, my friends. And speaking of working, our economy has added 150,000 new jobs since the governor took office. The welfare caseload is down 25%. And household incomes are up across the board in this Commonwealth. I was proud to join Charlie and Karen's team shortly after they were sworn in to be part of this historic shift. And I'm proud to have them leading our Republican Party on a path to victory. They built one of the strongest and most expansive grassroots field efforts our party has ever seen without a statewide race on the ballot in 2016. And they defended every single incumbent and increased the size of the Republican Legislative Caucus for the first time in a presidential cycle since Ronald Reagan in 1984. But here's the thing, my friends. While the status quo has been reduced to lurking in the shadows, it remains entrenched, just waiting for us to let our guard down and let the Democrats recapture the corner office. But we are Republicans, and our party is strong, and we are not going to let that happen now, are we? My fellow delegates, elections matter. 4 years ago, with our strong and united support, Charlie Baker and Karen Pulido upended the status quo. And today, our Commonwealth is fiscally stronger, our state government is smaller, and the taxpayers have an ally in the corner office. And we need to send a loud and clear message here from Worcester that there is no going back. I'm honored to put forth the name of the most popular governor in America, Charlie Baker, as our Republican Party nominee for governor. And I look forward to working with all of you to get Charlie and my good friend, Karen Pulido, elected again this fall. Thank you.